Hello and welcome to the Monday, September 14th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. Xavier put together nice concise instructions on how to feed logs to the shield if you are using OSEC. OSEC is a neat open source log filtering and normalization system. It's really actually more of a host-based intrusion protection system because it has also additional features like file integrity checking. So certainly something to check out even if you don't feed logs to the shield. But even if you already run it, then of course I would highly appreciate if you send us your logs. And new statistics show that users tend to be quite a bit behind when it comes to updating mobile devices. Apparently, 1 in 2 iOS devices and 4 in 5 Android devices run old and vulnerable versions of the respective operating systems. In a bring-your-own-device environment, the threat from these devices could be mitigated by refusing network access to devices running outdated software, but I think it's a bit questionable on how users will accept this update requirement and how soon you want them to update. After all, we have had some spectacular failures with these updates in the past. On the other hand, also it's important to keep in mind while mobile vulnerabilities are receiving a lot of attention these days, actual attacks and compromised devices are still pretty rare and attackers still prefer attacks against desktop systems when breaching corporate networks. Symantec-owned certificate authority GeoTrust has revoked some certificates assigned to the .pw domains. I talked already a couple times about new top-level domains that appear to be either, well, not really valid at all because there are no domains underneath them, or that are a source of a lot of spam and malicious activity. .pw is actually a traditional country-level domain for the island of Palau. More recently, PW has been rebranded as an acronym for Professional Web. Symantec this last week noted that a large number of spam messages did entice users to click on PW domains. So this was essentially used for spam, for advertisements, and it looks like this sort of motivated somewhat the crackdown on .pw domains, but some innocent bystanders were affected as well. And while we certainly still see a good number of CryptoLocker-like malware haunting users, some malware takes a simpler route than to encrypt the user's device. ESET is reporting that it sees Android malware that will not encrypt the user's device, but instead, well, it changes the unlock PIN code. In order for the malware to be able to change the unlock PIN code, it needs administrator privileges. Now, this is on Android, and the malware will just ask the user to give it administrator privileges, and then it takes advantage of that essentially lack of security awareness of the user to lock the phone. So there's no real vulnerability being exploited here. It's just users willingly installing malware. In this case, it appears to be sold as a porn video player in some of the third-party app stores. Now, just to go a little bit back here on mobile devices, really the number one problem I see with mobile devices is users willingly installing software or malware from third-party app stores, whether that's with jailbroken iOS or whether that's with Android phones. And talking about taking advantage of gullible users, the tech support scammers continue to use fake blue screen of death pages to entice users to call them for support. Malwarebytes is reporting the latest version of the scam uses the domain windows-error-alert.com. info. The error is simply displayed in the browser. So just make the browser full screen window, and then JavaScript is used to sort of make it harder to leave that page. All the user really had to do here was to kill the browser and start with a fresh web page to fix the problem, but well, often the user doesn't know how to do it and then calls the 800 number listed on the page. Well, that's it for today. If you are a listener and attending our SANS conference in Vegas this week, feel free to stop by for a free Internet Storm Center sticker. I usually have some of them around with me. Thanks for listening, and thanks to ThreatStop for supporting this podcast. I believe ThreatStop also takes part in the Vendor Expo this week here in Vegas. That's it for today. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.